Pastor Gordon.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming to our Milwaukee County Redistricting Committee meeting. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll, see if we have a quorum?
Broderick?
Here.
Rakowski?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Wyshaw?
Here.
Roma West?
Present.
Thomas?
Present.
Mr. Chairman?
Present.
A quorum of seven is present.
Madam Clerk, can you call the roll for, call the item number one about the public hearing?
Item number one is a public hearing concerning the adoption of Milwaukee County's 2012 redistricting plan.
We have four cards so far. I would like Jerry Glazer, you're sitting at the table. You have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the redistricting committee. I appeared last week
at your previous meeting at in opposition to the plan that had been previously considered by the county board, and at that time I said I don't have a plan, but you should reject this plan and start over. Now, after my appearance, I was given a chance to look over this plan. I was given a chance to see this plan, which has been nicknamed the Rodriguez plan, or the official, I guess, is the plan of the Hispanic Leadership Committee. And I've come to the conclusion that this plan is better than the plan that the board has adopted as its interim plan. The reason I think it's better, first of all, it represents communities to a much greater extent than the other plan. Secondly, the districts, for the most part, are more compact. The people living in the same district have a greater relationship with each other than the people living in the districts which have been previously approved. I speak as someone who does have some experience in this area, as I have been a candidate for the Milwaukee County Board. I know how important it is to every candidate to have a district that he or she feels they are comfortable in campaigning in, and that which they have a reasonable chance to win. Now, right now in Madison, we know that the Republicans in the legislature are devising a very unfair redistricting plan, which is intended primarily to assure the election of Republicans to the Assembly and the State Senate. As much as we dislike what that plan looks like and what it's going to do, we have to look at the plan that this county board is considering and look at and ask ourselves, which is the fairest plan that the county can adopt? And I would say that the plan that the county board has previously chosen, that it does protect incumbents to a very great extent. It's unfair to challengers, and I would urge the committee to replace that plan with this plan, which has been submitted by Mr. Rodriguez. Thank you, members of the committee.
State your name for the record, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the opportunity to speak in front of the committee. Good afternoon, members of the committee. My name is Juan Carlos Ruiz, and I'm the spokesperson for the Latino Redistricting Committee. And is this okay?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I am the spokesperson for the Latino Redistricting Committee. The Latino Redistricting Committee is integrated by 15 Latino organizations from all over the state. And they are not just individuals, but they are organizations that have endorsed the processes that we go through to ensure that Latinos have fair representation. We just did a fantastic work with the city, securing two supermajority districts for Latinos, due to the fact that Latinos has been the faster growing population in the state of Wisconsin by 41%, and in the county and in the city. We have worked and we have made statements and presentations at the state level. And right now, today, it was a great honor to have been working with members of this of the county board to secure that the Latinos have a fair representation. Due to the growth of the Latino community in Milwaukee County, we are respectfully asking this committee to please honor the fact the Latinos must have a supermajority district with at least 65% voting age populations and one district, and that will be in County Supervisor Peggy West district. And a second district where Latinos can have at least 51% majority of voting age population, Latinos voting age population, and that should be in the district that is represented right now by County Supervisor Dimitriovic. We are asking that, and the reason of having a supermajority district is because the national trend that's happening in our communities within the Latino communities, in order for us to have fair representation, we must have to match that trend between 65 and 70% voting age population. That is needed in order for us to be able to elect and continue electing a Latina or Latino county supervisor. So with that in mind, we also believe it is not the job of the Latino Redistricting Committee to speak on behalf of other communities. So we strongly support the drawing of the maps, at least the distribution of the districts, how it has been approved by this board. We are also at the same time, I respectfully want to mention that we want to congratulate you for the fact that you have a hearing. You have put already a 4 public hearings for this redistricting committee compared with a half hearing that has been done at the state level where they are changing all the rules and regulations. We do have a couple questions, if I can ask the committee. One is, a few days ago, we testified at the state in front of the state committee that is dealing with redistricting. It's our understanding that they are going to be changing because they are going to pass state law SB 150. That will be mandating that retroactive to do the redrawing from words to blacks. Well, that's how it looks like to us, is that we're going to need to go back to do another fight in the city to secure that we have 2 supermajority districts. And now it looks like that will also be part of dealing with that in the county level. So if it's okay to give us what is the thinking of the committee, how to address that. If it's not a thought about that, it's okay. But I just wanted to ask that before I can move up.
Basically, if they go into their blocks, it's actually within the ward. They're still dealing with wards. It's just saying they fit that one block, and outside that block, we have to go into that one ward.
Okay.
That's basically what I was looking at.
All right, thank you. So, again, I encourage the committee to please make the amendments necessary to secure that we have a supermajority district in Supervisor Peggy West District with at least 65% voting Latino voting age population and 51% voting age population in County Supervisor Marina Dimitriovic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Tom Taylor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last time I appeared, I think it was last week at the public hearing, I spoke and I gave the committee members a copy of resolutions and a letter from the members of the ICC. Perhaps I didn't do a good enough job of explaining what that organization is or who they represent. The ICC is comprised of the 19 municipalities. They are comprised of the elected mayors, village presidents of each community. Some of the communities that are there represent City of Milwaukee, probably 580,000, Whitefish Bay, a certain thousand, West Allis, about 60,000, Wauwatosa, 49,000 people. So while myself and the vice chair appeared here, we did so just like Richard Abelson appears when he comes before you representing 14,000 members, or Candy Ollie when she's representing the nurses, or Lyle Ballastri when he's coming before you representing 24,000 tradespeople. While you don't have all 24,000 here, you know when that representative is speaking to you, you're speaking on behalf of the membership. On top of that, not only did the mayors and village presidents unanimously vote for that resolution, but subsequently resolutions were passed in other communities, Whitefish Bay, by their village board, in the city of Franklin by 6 of its aldermen, which totally represent the 35,000 people in the city of Franklin and Whitefish Bay. So I know that it may appear that some would say, well, it was sparsely attended, but given my past, I've seen that the county board, when individuals such as Richard Abelson, Lyle Ballesteri appear, that they get the full and complete attention, and usually if they put forward good arguments and they have that kind of a membership behind them, the board takes that into consideration and makes adjustments to their plans. I've seen it time and time again. I certainly would appreciate that the mayors and village presidents of the 19 municipalities would have the same level of respect that other organizations have. And I'm here today. I think there's one other issue, and that's that at the last public hearing, my recollection is about 90% of the speakers that came forward and spoke at the public hearing spoke against the current tentative plan. I think there was only one individual that may have given some support for that plan. Given that these are public hearings, and given that the testimony was 90% against it, I think you are compelled by that testimony to change your plan and or abandon it. Thank you.
Thank you. Vincent Knox, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. When I was here last week, I testified to voice my opposition to your redistricting plan because I felt that it didn't maximize to the greatest extent of minority representation. After speaking with members of the Latino community and, you know, looking closely and analyzing, you know, your redistricting map, my concern is still, of course, maximization of African-American and Latino districts, the maintenance of community of interest communities on the North Shore, as well as taking into consideration, which I realize the committee right now has not acted upon it, vis-a-vis what's going on in Madison right now, in to protect the voting rights of the close to 11,000 Milwaukee County residents who are presently incarcerated in Wisconsin correction facilities across the state in our rural areas. As I had said at the last meeting that I attended by this committee, is if a close reading of the Wisconsin statutes, specifically Chapter 610, Paragraph 7M, subsentence A and B, it basically states, in a nutshell, incarceration or commitment does not preclude a person's permanent residence. And having said that, is historically, Republican legislators in Dane County, Columbia County, Prairie du Chien, Marionette County, Door County, etc., wherever there are Wisconsin correctional facilities, they have used those census numbers of our incarcerated residents to pad their districts. And not only do they use those numbers, the vast majority of those residents are African American and Latino, they also use those districts to apply for state and federal funding based on the protected class of those individuals who are, one, minority, they're low income, and they may be educationally or otherwise economically challenged. Now, what I would ask this committee to do is to lobby and get in touch with the state legislature and ask them you know, can you possibly include Milwaukee County residents who are legally Milwaukee County residents into your redistricting plan? I realize you guys are going to vote on this plan in a few days, but I'm also cognizant that what is going on in Madison, that is changing the process as well. And that is my argument. It's not so much the politics involved, which, of course, that has a lot to do with it, but it is the entire redistricting process, not only at the county level or the city level, as the papers are telling us and as our representatives in Madison are relating to us. They're trying to change the process to their advantage, which will impact upon us. So I would ask you, of course, go ahead and, you know, with your redistricting process, but please, please consider the disenfranchised 11 to 12,000 Milwaukee County adult residents who are being used and manipulated to pad the redistricting legislative and state senate districts in the rural areas, and how they take advantage of Milwaukee County residents who are incarcerated. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else would like to speak in this public hearing? Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Okay.
At that note, we're going to take a 10-minute recess.